Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream of 24/7, or you have downloaded us as a podcast, possibly at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However you receive us, we appreciate the hell out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours for you. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome to Trump Fuckville, USA. Trump, congratulations, yeah. Baby. We made it.
For the next 4 years. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just when you think.
How horrendous.
Well, you know, maybe some news will come out. Maybe we're being hyperbolic. Maybe we're being ninny libs. And it's not going to be that bad. Then Trump gets a hold of his Twitter.
it's going to be that bad.
Yeah, I put up a screen cap on our Facebook, I don't know, last night, this morning, one of those times.
Yes.
I think it was yesterday, of Trump's tweet about these protests that are going on.
Oh, I saw that.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, you can tweet us during the show too if you like, at Crab Diving, one word, crabdiving. You can also toss us a message over at our Facebook page, which is crabdiving.com or facebook.com/crabdiving.
I don't know why I said it like that. Because I'm a douche liberal that was fooled by this Trump shit. I didn't think he'd fucking win. If there are any people of color listening, I apologize. I fucked up.
But then, Don, last night, it was 20 hours ago, so I don't know, you know, 2 p.m. Pacific, do the maths. Yesterday, late afternoon, our time, he said, just had a very open and successful presidential election. Now, professional protesters.
What the fuck does that mean?
Incited by the media.
Oh, okay.
Are protesting. Very unfair. Wah.
Oh, man. It sounds like he's trying to justify arresting motherfuckers. Inciting?
Yeah.
Do you think he chose those words carefully?
Somebody chose those very carefully.
Because that doesn't sound like
something
that's off the cuff.
The funny thing is you know, these conservatives have been screaming that the brown guy in the White House is going to declare martial law and take over the country. And that they can't allow that because of the Constitution and shit. Yet, these are the same fuckwads that are going to stand by munching Cheetos and watching while Trumpenstein declares martial law because of the rampaging brown people. We got to put down these evil rioters.
I mean,
they're setting it up.
No. I mean, just saying, like, what if he just sets up an environment where people are scared to speak out? It might as well be martial law. Intimidation.
He's already doing that. He already broke with Trudeau. Well, I mean, he put it here. Incited by the media.
What does that even fucking mean?
That apparently the media, well, I mean, in the real world, the media was covering the fact that people were protesting. To him, that means they're being incited by the media. So
yeah.
We'll translate that. Trump gets power. The Republican fuckwads pass laws that say, well, you know, protest is anti-American.
He was telling people to fucking protest. He told people that if Hillary Clinton wins, they should come out and protest.
That's different.
Because the election is being fucking stolen.
Stolen. Yeah, that's my point. That these people squealing and moaning about,
yeah,
you can't hurt the Constitution, declare martial law and shit, and become a tyrant. This guy's going to become a tyrant, declare martial law, rip up the Constitution. For brown people, they're okay with that. That's great.
Oh, yes.
Law and order.
Yeah. They're fucking racist. We were talking about this offline.
Crab diving offline.
Oh, yes. What I really hate about this is all my gun nut friends on Facebook, this really emboldens them. Because now they're like, see, now you need guns to protect yourself from the government. Which is, I mean, are we really believing that? Like, are we really fucking believing that? Because it's so stupid. What are you going to do? You got your little pea shooter and they're going to fly a drone in? Or they're going to, you know, the SWAT team's going to come in and just
not that
fuck
easy.
You up?
Look at ISIS. How easy is it? Have they been doing that to ISIS?
That's
they're
in Syria.
The cities. If they're in the cities.
Oh, yeah. You don't think it's different in Syria than it is here?
Not if half of the population starts aiming guns back at the militarized police who's trying to throw them into gulags.
We spent the whole fucking year telling people that we need gun control and marginalizing these motherfuckers that want to keep their guns because they're worried the government's going to come get them. And we're like, what are they going to do? What are you going to do? Shoot back at the drones?
But there was no chance of the government coming to get them. We are being shown the evidence that they want to have the government get us.
Oh, God.
I posted a story.
Now I have to be pro-gun.
I posted a story from June. Liquid you, June. And it was Newt Gingrich saying, well, you know, I think we should bring back the House on American Affairs Committee.
Why not? Hey, he's a job creator.
The House on American Affairs Committee. Let's think about that for a moment, ladies and gentlemen. Newt Gingrich and the white Christo Mulas of the GOP will be deciding what is American and what isn't.
Well, that's going to happen, I guess.
We'll see you in the gulags.
Well, I mean, you know, what about this net neutrality shit? I was thinking about that. You know, what if they want to throttle crab diving because they don't like our message?
Right. Subversive.
Or any other tiny little fucking...
Exactly. Yes. I tweeted to the Young Turks today. You know, Screaming Liberals, the biggest Screaming Liberals out there. On the internet, it's the biggest news show on the... Oh, good God, somebody just tweeted.
What did they say?
Somebody tweeted the titty pictures of Melania with that other girl, the girl on girl.
Yeah.
Oh, the New York Post. Melania Trump's girl on girl photos from Racy Shoot revealed.
God.
And this is from August. Somebody just reposted it, but in our Twitter feed, all of a sudden is our future first lady's tits. Which is fine. Rock on. But we get to point out the hypocrisy of you pearl-clutching, Bible-clutching fuckwads out there who scream family values.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine, like I said, I think yesterday, go to crabdiving.com, iTunes, or Stitcher. Imagine if Michelle Obama had so much as posed in a bathing suit somewhere.
Sleeveless.
Whore!
Sleeveless.
Look at that hussy.
Sleeveless.
Yeah.
She wore a sleeveless dress.
Right. And I don't think I've ever seen Beyonce's bare titty. Have you?
No. I don't
know if she's done it or not. She may have. But I don't think we've seen it. I'm looking at Melania's.
Kate, give me a look. Look around on the internet.
I've never seen Beyonce's hoo-ha.
No.
I'm looking at Melania's. So they're out screaming. Look at how they dance.
Assholes.
Look at how they wear no clothes when they're dancing. Those blacks. Right. I mean, those bad people.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the world we've gone back to, and they wonder why they march.
So stupid.
We also tweeted out something to the effect of...
How depressing.
That Trump announces that he's considering an avowed white nationalist to be his chief of staff. And they wonder...
What a joke.
...why they march.
And we're not allowed to say anything. We're not allowed to bring that up. Then what? We're playing the race card?
I guess.
People aren't allowed to fucking protest. That is so stupid. Professional protesters.
Right.
And so instead of speaking to what these people are screaming about, he's going to ignore it. And he's going to, like, undermine their movement, not really address it.
We'll use it as an example of the lawlessness that's going on. And, you know, he's got to send the tanks in.
Do you remember how Obama handled that protester at that rally?
Right.
It was nice.
Oh, no, he shouted him down, Ryan.
He shot at him.
look at how much he shouted. Did I say shot?
No. I thought you did.
He shouted him down and said he's so bad to that nice old veteran.
He treated him with fucking respect. Yeah.
And then that's on our Facebook feed, too. That's a classic example of what people of Trumpist leanings put in the White House. A
so
guy who
stupid.
We play the tape of what Obama said side by side with Trump saying it was awful. He disrespected him, yelling at him, berating him. And Obama saying, hey, this is an older gentleman. He's also a veteran. We got to respect him.
Right. Yeah,
that's belittling the man.
Respect our veterans. How are you a veteran and you voted for Trump after what he said about John McCain? I guess it doesn't fucking matter. I guess it doesn't matter. It's weird.
I think he got a lot of them.
And it's not going to matter what he does. Because I've heard people say, well, these white supremacist loons are going to lose their mind when he doesn't build a wall, when he doesn't deport all your Mexican neighbors. And he doesn't put a little badge on all your Muslim friends.
Well, he'll blame the Democrat opposition.
Absolutely. And then he'll do some heinous bullshit. People will be like, hey, what's up with that? And he'll just say, hey, I'm making America great again, stupid. Suck my dick.
Did you see there's a story I put up on our Facebook that they've got an interview with our... President-elect Donald Trump.
Vomit.
In an exclusive interview with the Wall Street Journal, you know, yesterday, incoming President Trump met with outgoing President Obama. Fascinating body language.
Oh, yeah.
Obama looked...
nice.
Okay. Yeah, Obama looked on top of things and confident and Trump... body language is really weird. I mean, you could almost... there are times he looked like he got called into the principal's office. And other people out there have said, maybe, even Oprah. Fucking Oprah. I'm quoting Oprah. Please kill me. This is what has happened now.
I mean,
I'm citing Oprah as a voice of wisdom. Fucking Oprah. She's not bad. I'm just, you know... making jokes, but fucking Oprah said, well, it looks like he looked like he may be actually humbled by it. Like maybe it's sinking in to that tiny little brain.
No.
The enormity of what is happening. And, you know, like I said yesterday, maybe it's just still the we can hold out hope that it's hold out a sliver of hope.
That's what fucked us.
That it's a massive con job. Well, no, we're going to resist everything. We're not going to let up for a micro fucking second.
We had hope. This is how the libs fucked up. We had hope that people wouldn't come out and vote for a fucking racist. We had so much hope. We ran a candidate that we knew wouldn't do as well against him as Bernie or Joe would.
That's an oversimplification. There's so much going on out there with the identity politics that they used, with the candidate that they put up, with all of the white nationalist reverberations that are out there that are tied up with the fact that we ran, or the Democrats ran, a
flawed candidate.
Yeah. Now, something else happened yesterday on Tuesday that I was reading, you know, may not be, because we don't know. We had polling back during the primaries of so-and-so versus so-and-so. Frankly, you could have polled Mickey Mouse against Donald Trump and Mickey Mouse would have won the election at that point.
But
so to say that Bernie would have won because the polls said so back then, I don't think is a factor. The polls also told us Hillary was going to win.
By less.
So I don't think that Bernie No, I mean up the last the polls up to the last the last 4 months.
Oh yes, I know.
So I don't think that it necessarily is that factor. He hadn't been had the full machine turned on him because Hillary agreed with him on most of the issues.
Yeah.
They were arguing nuances on many of these issues. And so she didn't want to turn. You can't turn against him when you agree on the platforms and shit. And we saw that the Democratic platform had a lot of Bernie juice in it.
Yeah.
It wasn't total. They had to compromise. Sadly, that's what we have to do in this fucking country.
Sucks.
Not now.
Well, you know, it's so funny. I was thinking about, like, why did Barack Hussein Obama do so well?
Communist.
He offered people hope, you know? He inspired people. Hillary did not do that, ever. But Bernie did. Bernie inspired people, and we knew that. So I'm just saying, why did we discount that? Because it was her fucking turn. She got to run because it was her turn.
But,
and that's why. And it sucks.
We have a race in New York for a congressional district. I don't know which one it was. Outside of Albany, I think.
Fuck you.
And one could say it's a good microcosm because it's a purpley kind of a district. It's equally represented three ways, kind of, by Democrats, Republicans, and people who claim to be independents.
Yes.
And running in that district was Zephyr Teachout, who is Bernie's in the Bernie camp.
Oh, yeah.
Heavily supported by Bernie, endorsed by Bernie. She's a awesome, massive liberal progressive in New York. Ran for mayor, governor maybe?
Shit, I don't know.
And Cuomo beat her, I want to say.
Yeah.
But not bigly.
You're right.
Maybe surprisingly not bigly for, you know, not having her, the machine behind her and stuff like that.
Less bigly.
She lost by 10 points to the Republican in that district.
Yeah.
Who went,
that's
what I saw, they were saying, he went heavily, look at the socialist.
Yeah.
Look at the commie. Look at the socialist.
But we knew.
Look at the person who wants to take your money and give it to brown people.
But we knew that people fucking hated Hillary. We knew.
Right. I'm concurring. I'm just saying it's not that simple. It's
right.
Not,
I agree. I know.
There's a lot of people running around saying
it's just so horrendous, man.
A lot of the so-called Bernie bros are running around saying it's your fault. It's not our fault. It's your fault for putting up that horrible candidate. Well,
do you remember what you did the last couple of days, like the day of the election and the day before, or whatever you were doing? Here's what I was doing.
Before the world ended.
Yeah. I was walking around and I find myself in conversations with people talking about the election, and they suggested Donald Trump had a chance to win. And I told them to go fuck themselves. They were stupid. And I do a show every fucking day about politics. There's no fucking chance he's going to win. Don't be stupid. I swear to God, I said that to somebody. I know. It's been so many days since. We have to accept it and understand that he's the president, but fucking cunt. God.
Right.
It's just fucking horrendous. Are we going to wake up or something? Can't we take a... Ooh, what about in the Matrix? Give me one of those fucking pills. Give me a blue pill.
Maybe we're in the Matrix. You want
this Matrix sucks.
Yeah, this Matrix
sucks. This is bullshit.
Sucks.
I want my money back.
I want a warm blowjob Matrix.
Yeah, what happened to the girl in the red dress? Remember that in the movie?
Kind of. It's been a long time since I've seen any of the matrices.
Ban the spoon, Neo.
We could check and see what our headlines are this lovely Friday. It's Faithless Friday, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no shit. Every day is faithless. Fuck your sky god.
You know, it's really...
I'm sorry. No.
The views of that half of crab diving represent this half of crab diving.
I respect your sky god and all the great things that...
Well, I don't believe their sky god exists, but I respect their self-delusion to do that.
I don't care.
Don't make me do it.
Yes, no.
And don't legislate
me. And I respect their religious sky god leaders and how they're able to manipulate their flocks and herds to vote for Republicans.
And we're scared.
I love that.
I think atheists should be particularly scared.
Yeah.
Right now.
Oh,
I mean, seriously.
Yes.
As an atheist, we're a despised minority.
What religion are you going to pretend to be?
Despised minority.
I know. Why? Why, man?
Fortunately,
we don't believe in anything.
Fortunately, it doesn't show.
What do you mean?
We're not. It's not on our skin. It's not our skin color.
Right. Well, I mean,
so we can go out and stealth our way through it.
I fuck up sometimes. Those assholes down on the corner with the megaphones, whenever they try to hand me a flyer, I just tell them I'm atheist. Sorry.
Well, that's different than...
Oh, they're so loud, aren't they?
It's
such
really obnoxious, yeah.
God.
But I'm concerned about the encroachment of this radical Christianity that our new vice president espouses. And he is the guy who... There was a shit storm from the entire nation upon his state that he was running as governor.
The pizza thing!
In Indiana, because he said... Pizza thing.
The pizza thing. It was in Indiana where there was that pizza parlor that didn't want to cater a gay wedding, and then there was
wasn't
that Indiana?
One.
I thought that was Indiana.
Well, they had that... He was going to pass that religious freedom, quote, law.
Oh, yes.
That had so many loopholes in it that basically it was saying that if you have a business, you could put a no homos allowed sign up on your business.
Absolutely.
If you have sincerely held religious beliefs. And the nation, they lost business just like fucking North Carolina is. By the way, praise the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Yay.
That shitbag Pat McCrory.
Oh, yeah.
Got shown the door in North Carolina. If there's another silver lining there.
He's
got
to be sad.
A little sack of evil gets shown the door.
Bye-bye, stupid.
And should be shown the prison.
Yeah.
For his corruption and shenaniganry with that Duke Energy shit.
Oh, yeah. And fucking with people's rights and the voter suppression. The list goes on on.
Which, you think that's going to get better now?
No. Oh, no.
Do you think nationwide it's going to be easier to vote in 2020, ladies and gentlemen?
No. And you know what?
How did you vote last time? Oh, I'm sorry.
What do you think is going to happen? Less people are going to vote. Less people are going to vote in the midterms. Do you know why? Because they feel disenfranchised and no one will give a fuck.
Right.
I mean, people are fired up right now, but what does time do to this? What does duration do to this? Well, we're gonna have, it's like one season I was on a softball team and we didn't win one fucking game. Now I still played hard. We didn't win one fucking game, but I didn't play as hard as I did from the first loss to the last loss. I could tell you that. Probably. I don't know, that's a shitty fucking analogy.
Everybody knows baseball.
Yeah, no, but doesn't make that much sense. I'm just saying that people, there's a danger of being uninspired, disenfranchised.
Right.
Why do I want to get out and why do I want to go vote? And I get it. If you're a person of color, I mean, the government's not doing much for you right now. If you're gay.
Yeah, we tweeted earlier some stats I saw that said, where is that? Go to follow us on Twitter, ladies and gentlemen, at crabdiving, one word. 25.6% of eligible voters cast ballots for Clinton.
Oh, my God.
25.5%, which is less, cast votes for Donald Trump, right?
So how did we lose?
46.9% of eligible voters did not vote.
Why?
Almost 47% didn't go out and vote.
Why? Didn't they know?
Various reasons. I don't know.
Didn't they know there's a Klansman running for president?
I think it's that ignorant electorate again, and you look at, and I don't mean stupid, I mean they just don't care. They don't pay attention to politics. They're very in their little white in their little bubble.
Yes.
And and they don't pay attention to what's going on. Yeah, and 3 or 4 days before the election, they look and they see Trump's going to make everything better, and they say, I'm going to vote for him, and the other one kills babies.
You know what we're not talking about, too? That fucking, you brought it up yesterday, that FBI shit. I mean, that can't be discounted, right, in Trump's victory. I mean, that's some underhanded
shit. And Russia,
shit.
We found out yesterday that some Russian foreign minister was like, oh, yeah. We were in touch with Trump the old time.
What do you think would
the
happen?
The whole time.
Hillary wins and that shit comes out about her. Riots in the fucking street.
Oh, yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out.
And nobody's doing anything. Now, what? Now we can't do anything. We don't know what his relationship. We don't know what Trump's relationship is with Moscow. We don't fucking know.
Right.
What are we supposed to fucking do about it anyway if we did know? He's president. We can't do shit.
Exactly.
I mean, what are they going to impeach him? Are they going to impeach him if they find something bad and then we get Czar Mike Pence? No thanks.
Well, you know, I guess we shouldn't underestimate the fact. I was trying to look for silver linings and thinking that I don't really need to run and get my passport, my Irish passport, right away.
Oh, yeah.
But
isn't Ireland fucked up right now?
No more than the rest of the world.
Yes.
But it's still in the EU.
And it's cold.
But it's the EU.
Yes.
So that passport works for the whole EU.
Oh, you can go to Europe.
Right.
Yeah, damn it.
Shorter lines.
You can't just leave. You can't just fucking leave, guys.
I'm talking about if they start trying to come for us or shut us down. Newt Gingrich talked about the House Un-American Affairs Committee. About people who are subverting the United States.
Subverting.
And if we're sitting here yelling, take to the streets in peaceful protest, fight them every step of the way, the government sucks, Republicans sucks, Trump sucks. Yeah. You don't think they're going to decide that that's kind of subversive?
Yeah, why not? Why fucking not, man?
Because they don't want to hear. They don't want to allow the other side.
And they have the will of the people, right? There's enough Trumpalos out there that just fucking hate anyone that's liberal.
Yeah.
That's left-leaning. They just they feel like we're shitting in their cornflakes. And they don't even have cornflakes.
We don't want to shit in your cornflakes.
I don't want to shit anywhere.
Everybody wants to be left alone to live their lives. And have equal rights and equal access to everything.
God, what a fail of the human body. Human body's a miracle. Why did God make us so that we have to shit? Like, why? Why would that be a thing? Why can't he say, no, redesign?
Well, right. Yeah,
why
agree.
Do we shit? I mean, it sucks.
And what's with the whole making the ball so vulnerable?
God damn it, I never thought of that.
Why don't we have like an armadillo, armored sheath over our nuts?
Why don't I have a vinyl sack?
Vinyl sack?
Hard vinyl. You know, I don't know.
It could be detachable.
Right. My sack cover. I forgot my sack. I lost my sack cover. Fuck. I'm going to Amazon looking for a sack cover.
Sack art, yeah.
By the way, go to Amazon, crabdiving.com/Amazon. We get paid. We get a kickback.
Right.
If you go through our portal.
It's getting to be that time to rerun the Christmas jingle again in between shows.
Are we allowed to do that? We have to call it a Christmas jingle.
We call it Sparkle Season.
No,
but we might have to call it Christmas.
No, we don't.
No, we might have to call it Christmas. Donald Trump says we're going to have to call it Christmas again.
We're going to be hauled away in the middle of the night to the camps.
Let's see what the headlines are. Did we do this already? No.
Mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, 11-11-16.
The year of our Lord!
Sorry. These are your headlines. I gave the shorter date version today. A little truncated. over at the commie pinko liberal.
It's fake.
Huffington Post.
Eat my dick.
So this is interesting. We were talking offline about this earlier. Saw this headline.
Crab diving offline.
And I think it might be a tiny little crumb of sanity.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. What is it?
Well, no. This is really digging deep for any kind of a silver lining.
Just tell me digging, it's good news.
This is digging, refill, put a little silver penny down at the bottom of the Grand Canyon. Fill it with shit and diarrhea and vomit and
wonderful.
Snot.
Oh, yes.
And jizz.
Okay.
Like old jizz. It's been in the sun for a
long
time.
No, not old jizz. Please.
That's the kind of silver lining this is.
Oh.
The transition team has been announced.
Oh, because it's this fucking guy?
Well, yeah.
That's it? That's what the good news
Don't
is?
You think?
This guy's an evil fuck.
I'm desperate for good news.
I hate this guy.
Mike Pence will be leading the transition team, who is a terrifying Christo Mula, but
What?
But when you look at the Bannons and the Giulianis and Newt cunting Gingrich.
I thought that dickhead from PayPal was going to do this.
And Lewandowski and Peter Thiel, that loathsome reptile.
You look at
all those people. Mike Pence is a godsend. There we go.
But that guy is going to fill the cabinet. That guy could fill the cabinet with a bunch of Jesus
freaks.
Well,
of course we're going to have to deal with that shit. But the scary thing is, I mean, at least I think he'll kind of stick with the whole let's keep it a republic.
Yeah. Okay. I'm happy. That makes me happy.
I think Bannon wants to burn the Constitution.
He's so ugly. No offense. He really is.
I mean, I really do. I think he's just like, fuck the Constitution. If we could put a Fuhrer Trump in charge, he'll make America great again.
Who's the most unattractive white dude in charge right now? Because we're looking at, we got Trump.
I think in that crowd?
Yeah, Trump is very, to me, he's very ugly. He looks like a pig. I'm sorry. There's Chris Christie, disgusting looking.
Unless you're a chubby chaser.
Maybe. And there's Giuliani.
Well, yeah.
He looks stupid.
I can't think of anything.
Not good looking.
Remotely redeeming
Mike Pence.
There.
Well, and then there's...
If you've got like a 16th century Puritan kind of fetish. You like those guys in those?
Oh, yes.
He looks like he should be wearing an outfit for Thanksgiving, like the first Thanksgiving.
Like a fat nobleman with gout.
Right. Back when the Indians were helping save our white asses by bringing us food.
And we repaid them.
With smallpox blankets.
Oh, God. I think Bannon, though, is the most unattractive. I'm even taking into consideration Newt Gingrich with his ugly, pushed-in, pink little fucking face. His beady little fucking eyes. Bannon is the ugliest one.
Bannon's got a...
What's wrong with
Bannon's
him?
Bannon's got a late 60s porn star vibe to him. Like, you know what I mean? Like a guy who did way too many lines of coke and way too much porn 40 years ago.
Yeah, I put a picture of him on facebook.com/crabdiving for our show promo. Bannon.
Don't forget, if you're going to buy anything, go through our Amazon hole, by the way. We don't bombard you with advertisements. And it helps us out. Help us defer costs here. Help us put away some bail money.
Do you think if we say enough British shit, it'll make us British and then they'll just take us in? But they suck too. They did the Brexit.
Yeah, but they're still less crazy than us.
Okay.
They're crazy. They're crazy.
It's the Jesus shit, right?
We need our Scandinavian friends to help us.
Right. So, but even say Trump proposes something heinous that no one likes. Yes, Germany.
Ironically.
Oh yeah. Did you see that Angela Merkel told Trump to you better watch his fucking
ass?
Not
taking any shit. The president of Scotland, I forget her name. Prime Minister of Scotland.
Beat me up.
She said we're not gonna put up with any of this shit.
Including that.
She said we're not going to. She said I didn't get to this position basically to turn a blind eye to xenophobia, misogyny, anything, any human rights abuses. I don't care who it is.
Right.
We're turning into Russia. We're going to be the big evil superpower to the rest of the world. We already are to the Middle East.
God, dude. We were doing okay.
We thought, they hated the fuck out of us. Thank you, George Bush. Thank you, Dick Cheney. Starting to like us better with Barack Hussein.
Not now.
At the till. Tiller.
The tiller.
And the till.
I don't think it's a tiller. I think it's the rudder. Or the
rudder.
I don't know.
Driving.
Does anybody pilot a boat? Tweet us at crab diving. How do you steer?
And
rudder.
Now we're going to go back to not only being a laughing stock, but we're the scary laughing stock that has the biggest army in the history of mankind and a lot of nukes.
God, I mean, how are we going to win any election? Just thinking about elections, I just don't even know. I mean, if a politician, God, Hillary has been in politics her whole fucking life.
Yeah.
And she couldn't beat this buffoon. Don't you think it feels a tad on the hopeless side?
Yeah. But then, how are we gonna? You know, you see it? Elizabeth Warren last night. You see, and we do still have a lot of the media. I mean, there is still a lot of liberal media there, and big stars and shit. It's going to be hard. What are they going to do? Put Beyonce in jail?
No.
And Jay-Z and all of the big liberal stars and the pop stars and everything.
Is Scott Baio validated?
I think it's going to be not as bad. I really don't think we're going to go full Hitler, but
there's a lot of room there
because of communication. Well, right. But because of just the fact that instant communication lets them try to shut down the internet in some way.
Right.
Or whatever. And then again, we need to burn the whole thing to the ground if they try to do that.
Is Scott Baio back in Hollywood?
Oh, God.
Is he?
Then we revolt.
Yes.
Then I'll take up arms against the nation.
Pitchforks, torches. I will not suffer Joni Love's Chachi. What a douchebag he is. Fuck.
Vice President Mike Pence will take over the team from Governor New Jersey Chris Christie, who has served as the chairman of the transition since May.
Oh, jeez.
Christie says in a statement, he's proud to have led the transition team for the last few months.
Oh, wow. Good.
Not
he's
Caitlyn
proud.
Jenner.
Oh, yeah.
He means the transition. Christie's approval rating has dropped to an all-time low.
It doesn't matter. It's like
doesn't
zero.
Say, but I can look that shit up.
Who likes him?
After two of his former aides were found guilty of all charges in the Bridgegate scandal, and both of them said he knew.
God.
And he's saying they lied.
How did Chris Christie know to stay with Donald Trump? Because we all thought he was going to get trounced. How did he know, though? How did Giuliani know that Trump was going to win? Or did they know? They just didn't have a better option?
Yeah, they
there's no way they believed in him.
I think they were surprised. I think they knew what their Hail Mary was.
Yes.
And then Comey helped them by changing how many yards they had to throw. And basically
that motherfucker.
And I think they were the Clinton campaign, like I said, perfect storm. The Clinton campaign was dumb and thought they would focus on the college educated white people when they needed to be focusing on what has traditionally been their base, which is labor, middle class labor.
Yeah.
All those white workers in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in Ohio, in Pennsylvania that all fucked us.
Yes.
By voting for Donald Trump.
Why would they do that?
Because they pictured Trump's campaign successfully painted her as NAFTA. She and the liberal elite, not even the liberal elite, she and the elite. Because we talked about this yesterday.
Dude,
well, a lot of these people aren't voting. When I saw that focus group of people who were voting Trump, they were in suburban Pennsylvania. Yeah. Just and half of them were out of work.
But, you know, that's interesting.
The plant closed and stuff. And they were mad about being called racist. They were mad about being called xenophobes. They're like, I don't care about the immigration thing, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
As long as it's legal, let them in. But.
Right.
They took our jobs away. Bill Clinton sent our jobs away.
You know,
away.
I didn't think about that. Hillary's NAFTA baggage.
Oh, yeah.
That probably made a big difference. I mean, it's not fair. She didn't do it. She was first lady. But who gives a fuck? It doesn't fucking matter.
And then the waffle
it doesn't matter.
Or the flip-flop on TPP, which everybody thinks is only because Bernie was twisting her nipple on that one from the left.
Why did we discount the NAFTA shit? Why didn't anyone think of that?
There's a lot.
But that's a big one.
Yeah.
That's a good point you bring up. I mean, why?
And there's a report that said that Bill, did we talk about this? Probably offline. That Bill Clinton is pissed, obviously, but he was talked down. That he wanted them. He was telling Podesta and the campaign that you got to focus. You got to go to Michigan. You got to go to Wisconsin. You got to go. He was telling them. This is, I think, where we need to focus on these blue collar blue slash lower white collar, whatever that means. You know,
why didn't they pay attention to Bill? He won fucking twice.
I don't know. That maybe that says something about the relationship between Bill and Hillary.
Oh, they hate each other. I mean,
but,
yeah.
She should at least understand his political acumen. But they said that he was talked down or voted down by the campaign. They were like, no, we got to go after these educated.
Yeah.
We got to flip these college educated. Instead of going to shore up the base of the working class labor.
Right.
She should have been at every goddamn union meeting she could. But he started. There were unions that went for him. Unions!
That makes,
not just the police union, the lunatics. I mean, like,
that's
the hardworking steelworker unions.
Yeah, that's a genius. I mean, you know, that's a genius in his stupid fucking message. Make America great again. That is hope. That is hope for people that are racist who think that the brown people have taken their jobs. He is giving them hope. And the Democrats didn't give anybody any fucking hope. They just expected them to come out and vote because there's a fucking racist running against Hillary. God, what fuck up.
Thanks, Burkhead.
Yeah, really. I mean, what a colossal fucking fuck up. What was her message? I don't even remember. What was it?
Well, that's another thing, is that...
Why did she run such a shit campaign?
Is that they tried... They kind of just gave lip service to... when we go high, when they go low, we go high.
What is that?
And... She said that.
Yeah.
I think if you listen to the difference between, let's say, Michelle Obama's speech when she used those,
right,
that term, and the Hillary Clinton speeches leading up to the election, they're very negative. Michelle Obama was, we got to do something about this, but hopeful the whole time. And Hillary was,
basket
when they go low, we go high. Oh, my God, look at him. All he does is grab pussies. Oh, yeah. My God, look at this misogynist. Oh, my God,
didn't
look
the
at
Dems
this.
Just,
and they just played it wrong.
Didn't
they made
just
the wrong decisions.
Shit the bed in a midterm recently because of this? Didn't that fucking happen? They came out and they ran all these senators and these reps, and the whole message was, look how horrible the Republicans are. That was their message. I remember that. It was a couple of years ago. They didn't get shit from it.
Right.
And they did it again, and they didn't get shit.
I think we're recording, but we might be having
internet issues,
cloud issues, because we are, it says we're connected, we're going out on the air, and we're definitely recording, everything's working on our end, but your brother just tweeted us, are you guys on today? And I've been looking at our online numbers, which looked oddly low, so something might be going on, ladies and gentlemen. We apologize if you're listening live, if we're bouncing in and out or any shit or whatever's going on. We're working on the issues. Otherwise, if you've downloaded us as a podcast, we thank you. We apologize for talking about live issues when you're not listening to us live. We're going to keep soldiering on anyway.
We shall soldier on. And this show will be current.
Well, it'll be out in an hour.
Absolutely.
Regardless, because I hopefully we'll be able to play it out on that cloud. Anyway, that's the headline. Listen to this. Listen to this gallery. Chris Christie.
Gross.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. Dr. Ben Carson.
God.
Retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, that batshit lunatic.
That's the guy that didn't want to listen to the generals when they were getting the security briefing.
And
oh my God.
Senator Jeff Sessions.
From the great state of Alabama, everybody.
Yeah.
Has anyone been to Alabama? You been?
Tea Party Loon. Absolute Tea Party Loon. Downtown Mobile is kind of cool. But, you know, there's a little racist-y vibe.
Absolutely.
Glad I'm white.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm glad
you
I can't be identified as an atheist walking around.
Absolutely. You
want to
get pulled over in Alabama and some cop's like, oh, look at this mound of crack I found in your trunk. Fuck off.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
The So they're going to serve as vice chairs. That whole group I just read are going to be the vice chairs of the committee with Mike Pence, governor, soon to be former governor of Indiana, as the chairman.
Great.
Others on the executive committee. I don't know this guy, Representative Lou Barletta from Pennsylvania. Marsha Blackburn. I talked about her yesterday or the other day. As she was the head of one of those Planned Parenthood.
Oh.
We got to look at those baby killing video.
Are you kidding
panels.
Me? But those are fake. The videos were fake.
No, they weren't.
What?
No, they weren't.
Fucking world that we live in.
Baby killer. She's from Tennessee. Chris Collins, New York.
I wish somebody would have stabbed your fetus.
Tom Marino from Pennsylvania. David Nunez. I wonder if it's an N-Y-E, but it's N-U-N-E-S. California. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner.
Oh, great.
Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi.
Are you kidding me? What? Hey, didn't she say some heinous shit right after the Pulse nightclub shooting?
She talked about, well, it was just hypocritical. She talked about the great support they have for the gay community, yet she was the one standing fervently arguing herself in court against same-sex marriage, saying it was like an abomination. Her quote was like, it's an abomination to a society or something. And she's like, I was only defending the law at the time. No, you weren't, you hag. No, you weren't.
What about all these dead people? All these dead fucking people that you're supposed to be in charge of in your own fucking state. Fuck you.
More names on the committee include RNC Chairman Reince Priebus.
Nein!
Tech billionaire Peter Thiel.
Oh, God.
Some GOP donor, Rebecca Mercer. Private investors, film producer Steve Mnuchin.
Where are the populists?
Trump campaign CEO Steve Bannon.
Oh, okay.
And avowed alt-right white nationalist.
Starch my hood. What are we doing?
And three of the crotch spawn.
What are we fucking doing?
Don Jr., Eric, and Ivanka.
You know, man, this is where the Democrats got to feel that. The DNC must feel like fucking shit. They must feel like fucking shitheads. You got beat by these ass clowns. These racist, ignorant fucking ass clowns. Yeah. How could you let this happen? God damn it.
Well, a bomb went off. There was all the stories today are that mission accomplished. If the goal was to destroy the Democratic Party,
bam, you did it. You destroyed it.
Congratulations, success.
I mean, it's Hillary. We're not going to hear any more Hillary runs for anything, right? I assume she's done. No, bye bye.
Yeah,
you fucked up.
I would be like, fuck you all. I'm going to go do $200,000 speeches.
We tried.
And, find an island to buy somewhere that's not in America.
Well, Hillary, if you're listening to the fucking crabs, why didn't you do what Barack Hussein Obama did? He was elected twice, and each time he ran on a message of hope and how he's going to offer us hope and change, and you didn't do that. Why?
Yeah.
Why didn't she do that?
Yeah. I mean, she's got a lot of baggage, but he's black.
Right.
So look at
he's black.
Look what he had to overcome.
He's black. Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why didn't you do what Bill said? What you just said? Why didn't you campaign more in the Midwest? Running around calling people deplorable, which you're fucking right, of course.
Yeah, you might have a point.
But we all hate them anyway. Oh, Jason says we're back on the air, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you, Jason. There you go. Big, giant
we're
boobies. All,
but we're, you know, we hated them anyway. I don't know why she had to lash out at those idiots.
Definitely cutting in and out, though, it looks like.
Oh, fuck.
Not anything of our doing here. It looks like it's out in the ether.
I don't know where to direct rage. I don't know who I should be mad at. I guess Trump. I'll be mad at Trump.
For what?
For this.
For our tech problems?
No.
Oh.
No, for our nightmare, this nightmare.
It's a perfect storm. There's a bunch of factors.
Nightmare.
Many different factors, but it's going to be a rough time. I mean, when you think of all the...
Oh, my
all
God.
The issues, even. I mean, it's going to be a rough time. And it's just going to have to obstruct, obstruct, obstruct. And I can't wait for the bitter hypocritical tears of the Republicans when they're like, all you guys are doing is obstructing us. All we want to do is make America great again.
And then they're going to be like, okay, and then we're going to cry, and we're also going to throw you in jail and fuck with you and do some underhanded bullshit. And by the way, we don't know what's going on with Russia over here.
And, I mean, we did have the House and the Senate. Didn't, or did we not have the House? Back when Barack Hussein took over. We did. Nancy was the Speaker.
Yep.
We had all three when they took over. And what happened? The minority Republicans,
yes,
successfully managed,
yes,
to from the minority to brilliantly obstruct every fucking thing they goddamn well could,
right?
And they did. So when you talk about we're not going to be able to do anything, we're not going to be able to do anything. We hope we can to the best of our abilities.
Yes, I mean we can sit, we can have, you know, we'll have righteous indignation out the fucking asshole. That's right. Something, right? I don't know what you do with that. What do you do with that? Throw it at people? Right. I don't fucking know.
Cook it up. Put it in the stew.
Here's a lasagna of righteous indignation. Yummy.
So that's the headline. That's the rogues gallery of the people that will be leading the transition team.
You know who needs to... We need to think of people to run for president next time. I got one, and I don't want any pushback on this. Cornel West.
No.
Why? What's wrong with that?
No, he's black.
Yes.
That's not going to help.
Barack Hussein Obama was black.
No offense, but...
Barack Hussein Obama was black.
We just elected...
He's black. He was
we
black.
We just elected the KKK's poster boy.
I know.
It ain't going to be easy to come back from that.
Yeah. We got to find somebody who's angry, who's got fire, who can inspire people, that can speak, you know, that isn't boring when they talk. I'm so sorry, Hillary. I don't mean to shit all over you, but Jesus Christ, I mean, it's so frustrating. Why didn't you come up with a better slogan? Why didn't you come up with Make America Great Again? Why can't we have had that one? Why did that dickhead get that?
How did he get that one first?
Oh, God.
Chris Christie's approval ratings are 20%. Mm. Historically low at 20%.
But he's winning. He's winning. He's not going to jail.
Yeah, that fucker, man, he's getting a snake job. Eyes. Needed snake eyes 5 times in a row, and he got it. I mean, he really did.
He's getting a motherfucking job, right? He's going to get a job, a great job.
Yeah, probably.
Sitting around his big fat ass in the White House. What are they going to do when they're all like, new downtime?
Maybe he'll be the special prosecutor to go after Hillary.
Oh, yes. Sure.
That they're looking for.
They're going to have time to do that when they're installing an above-ground pool in Rose Garden?
Funny how a lot of them are walking that back, but goddamn, man, you go online, that's going to be the first... That might be the first... I hate to use this term. Pun, no pun intended.
Yes.
Chink in the armor.
Chink.
that with the Trumpanzees.
Yes.
When he says, look, we're not going to prosecute Hillary. We're going to move on.
What? But you
maybe
know,
maybe that'll be the first.
But why would they do that in a way? If I was Donald Trump, I would do that because that's something you can actually do. You're not going to be able to build a wall. You're not going to be able to deport all the Mexican people. And you're not going to be able to ban Muslims from coming in the country. But why can't you just get a group together to try to prosecute Hillary, even if nothing's going to come of it?
Yeah,
because that's doable. You're not going to build a fucking wall. Although if I was Trump, I would build a wall. And when I couldn't do it, I would blame it on the brown people.
blame it on the brown people.
Oh, yes. Why not?
Well, that's what's going to happen. They're going to be blaming it on the every problem now is going to be they're going to try to take away somebody's rights.
Oh,
and
yes.
Then when they protest, they're going to say, well, look.
Fuck off.
We have to take away more rights because, you know, we need law and order and everything.
Oh, my God. God, I'm picturing this fuck face at the Rose Garden speaking into a microphone after some. What is he going to say to say there's a tragedy or some fucking natural disaster? He's going to waddle on television and make me feel better or make you feel better? Or what's he going to do?
Oh, God.
Just jack off into a sock, Donald. Shut the fuck up.
Well, I mean, you know, we have a little bit of precedent, but of walking embarrassment.
Don't mess with Texas.
as
there's
our president.
An old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. You fool me, we can't get fooled again.
So just think of all the gems we're going to have now.
Well, see, a moment like that could surely happen with Donald, but he's not going to handle it like that. He's going to bang his fist on the podium and then arrest someone, you know, or beat the shit out of someone.
That mayor of Paris was nasty to me. Why can't we just use a tactical nuke?
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
What's the, what's his code name going to be with the Secret Service?
Oh, God. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. Jesus.
God damn it. You fucked it up. God damn you.
Yeah.
You're right. We did. We all did.
It's going down the tubers.
Yeah. Fuck you.
I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10.
Nobody could say that you're a white supremacist. And I think that's, nobody came to terms with how shitty you are. Now he's president. Fuck.
The headline over, let's see, with the Drudgies, they're, you know, still beaming with pride and happiness.
No, fuck
white,
you.
White pride and happiness
fuck
over
off.
There.
Ugh.
Thrilled.
Suck my dick.
The headline over at the Drudge Report.
Yes.
In small words, of course, with only a couple syllables. Nothing over fifth grade level.
Fuck you.
It's taken a moment to load.
They resent that, by the way. They don't like being the party of stupid.
Oh,
their little
fifis
get hurt.
We don't abide by these. The headline says, assassination threats flood Twitter.
No, that's stupid. Don't do that. Guys, we don't want to be more violent. We want less violence. Are you out of your mind?
Yeah. It leads to a New York Post story. It says, assassination threats against Trump flood Twitter. There's also a picture of a guy trying to remove spray paint from wall from the demonstrators in Oakland who spray painted "Kill Trump" on the wall. We don't abide that. We
Not
don't abide
all.
That at all. Yeah. We definitely are cutting him out. I was just listening
you
to
just,
us.
You got to protest peacefully and make your point. Don't sound like a fucking idiot. I mean, you know.
So apologies if you're listening live. It's there's cloud problems out in the beyond our control,
right?
That are not the problems we've been having. This is, I don't know what's going on, but
the fucking software people again.
Trump,
God damn it.
I guess has been getting some tweets. Some people are using a hashtag. That's not bright. The hashtag assassinate Trump.
Oh, no. I don't even want to say that out loud.
Yeah, we don't abide by
don't
that.
Say
we
it.
Don't agree with that.
That's horrible. We're fucking hippies. Be hippies. Don't kill anybody. Smoke weed.
A security source told the Post that the Secret Service would investigate all social media postings containing credible threats, saying there's a difference between someone saying they're planning to kill the president and suggesting someone else should attempt it.
Oh, God.
So I guess you can go on and say, wow, I really wish somebody would assassinate the president.
Yes.
But you can't go on and say, I am going to assassinate
the
president.
Yeah. I mean, don't even be in that game. Just don't go there.
Don't we be bigger than them. Be better than them. But be armed and ready to defend yourself.
Oh, my God. I hate this. I wish I had a lightsaber. I think I would be good with a lightsaber. These guns, fuck this shit. I can't aim.
I'd be terrified of a lightsaber.
Why?
If you bump your leg with your gun, you're okay. Bump your leg with your lightsaber.
Well, as long as it's not ignited.
Then I guess they could put a new one on, like Luke's hand.
I feel like...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of money. I'd have to get a shitty brand, like, you know, the ripcord lightsaber. You know, like a lawnmower, how you got to start it? The shitty I got the solar-powered
kickstart.
One. It sucks. My lightsaber sucks.
So, fellow citizens, don't
do anything stupid.
Don't get violent-y. Don't threaten assassinations. Don't burn shit. Don't riot.
Don't be Trumpalos.
Peaceful demonstrations, we abide. Burning shit right now is what they want.
No. Just make fun of them. Be condescending. Be rude.
We need John Stewart back. Do you think he'll come back now?
He might. Is he why we lost?
We need him desperately.
John, I don't mean to be a dick or anything, and I know you wanted to be with your family or whatever that's about, but Jesus Christ. You couldn't do one more fucking season? Really? Really?
What else is going on out there in the world? Thanks for joining us this Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
Danke.
We're going to be focusing maybe a little bit more on the secular-ish type of news, which, holy shit, though, is probably going to be scarier. I really thought, that stupid hope, I had hope Hillary's going to get in. The nation is de-evangelizing. We're getting smarter.
No.
And that as religion wanes, maybe everybody's going to get along and not really give fuck all fuck whether all. Or not someone believes in the same person or entity or entities that are supernatural that you do.
Duper. No, they care. This Mike Pence cares.
Oh, cares a lot.
Oh,
yeah.
Big time. Yeah. He really believes in Jesus.
Prayer in school type shit.
Oh, yes. He believes.
Fortunately, that's a Supreme Court decision also.
Right.
That's going to take a lot to overturn.
Why are the Dems going to put up with confirming any of these cunts that Trump's going to nominate?
Don't.
Fuck it. Fuck you. Fuck you. Nothing. Nothing for you.
I mean, McConnell could theoretically get rid of the filibuster for everything.
No, why wouldn't he then? Surely he'll do
that. But a lot of these things were put in there to slow things down and prevent this very thing, prevent a small majority from imposing their tyranny on the minority.
Yeah.
And these guys are walking around crowing.
Boo.
And the word mandate, somebody should take a 2x4 to the face every time they say the word mandate, because you lost. You lost the popular election. You ain't got no mandate, motherfucker. And only 25% of the people out there who voted for your orange piece of shit. So, yes, there's those who sat it out that are complicit in the election of him. But really, you ain't got no mandate. No mandate. And we are going to remind you of that every fucking second of every cunting day.
The system is sort of set up so there will be protesting, right? I mean, because this isn't the first time it's happened that the popular vote doesn't fucking matter. So, of course, people are going to be upset. It's a crappy system. We say it every time, but it doesn't matter. Who cares? Yes, the Electoral College sucks so much dick. So what?
And Trump won.
What are we going to do about it?
In 2012.
We're never going to change it. Who cares? Quit bitching about the Electoral College. Nobody does shit about it.
Ugh. Yesterday we're reading I started to read about some of these statements of glee. We've got KKK groups that are having victory parades. They're scheduling victory parades.
Good job, guys.
I started to read from the statement from the League of the South. I want to read some more of it.
Oh my God.
This is Michael Hill, president of the Neo-Confederate League of the South.
Oh, Jesus.
Said this. Once the globalist progressive coalition of Jews, minorities, and anti-whites.
I was about to say, see.
We read this yesterday. Yeah.
I was about to say, see, I think he's talking about Jewish people there, but I'm not sure. But then you just said it. He just said it.
Anti-white whites stop reeling in confusion from the results of yesterday's election. I guess we're anti-white whites, by the way. That's us.
That's us. Wait. I hate white people.
We're progressives.
Of course.
Yeah.
I do. I have a real problem with white people right now.
Because
we think
that cops shouldn't kill black people without any reason. Shouldn't kill anybody without any reason. They shouldn't target black people.
Yeah. Fuck white people. Sorry.
And we think just because someone is a Muslim doesn't mean that they're going to put on a suicide vest and wander into our kindergarten.
Right.
Once the anti-white whites stop reeling in confusion from the results of yesterday's election, we can expect them to start striking back with trickery and violence.
Oh, yes.
Thus, we as Southern nationalists face both danger and opportunity.
He's a white supremacist group, and I'm sure they're armed, and they're worried about their safety. They're worried about their safety. Are they insane? They're the scary people. Will you tell that dickhead he's the scary person and it's not us?
Now more than ever, we need tight organization
tight.
And numbers to help drive a stake through Dracula's heart.
Who
and
is?
Keep him from rising once again to menace our people and civilization. No mercy should be shown to the enemies of our God.
Who is Dracula? Literally Dracula? Or who is it?
Us.
Oh, we're the
Jews? The Jews, the minorities, and the anti-white whites.
Ah! We're the collective Dracula. What a loon.
No mercy should be shown to the enemies of our God.
Jesus Christ.
Our folk and our civilization. None would be afforded us. That ain't true.
Are you sure you're not reading from Lord of the Rings?
We've put up with you for this long.
Oh, God,
and
yes.
We still put up with you for
absolutely.
This long.
Absolutely.
And we would fight for your right to say your bullshit.
Yeah.
We don't have to agree with it. We're not talking about science to anyone. He's talking about silencing us.
And no one has ever...
drive a stake through our hearts.
And no one's ever suggested rounding up these idiot white supremacists and throwing them in a camp so they can't hurt anyone, which I don't know why that would be a bad idea. But no one suggested that. They're so hateful and so dangerous, but no one's fucking with them. And they're worried about being fucked with. This is nuts.
He continues on. This is, I think, a Facebook post probably, or a web blog post possibly, from Michael Hill, president of the Neo-Confederate League of the South. So here's my warning to the victors. Do not go back to sleep and think all is well. If you don't finish the job,
oh my God,
by routing your enemies and driving them into the sea while you have a chance,
into the sea,
they will regroup and be back at your throats in no time.
What world is this?
You have been, it's like fucking Game of Thrones, right?
I'm getting driven into the sea.
You have been given,
fuck this.
You have been given a reprieve by God, probably undeservedly so. Do not give your enemies and his a reprieve.
This fucking dickhead's driving me into the sea.
Trump winning is a reprieve from God that you don't deserve. Because you've allowed the sodomites to fuck each other in the ass.
Oh, yeah. Mom.
You've allowed the blacks to be all uppity and shit and not be on the plantation picking cotton where they belong. Like God wants them.
This fucking guy is going to drive me into the sea. I bet he's a big fat ass. Hey, asshole, I just did fucking 30 minutes on the elliptical yesterday. Eat my dick.
Now you're making me want to Google this guy and see what he looks like.
Yeah, let's check him out.
He continues, their goal is to dispossess you of everything. If you've not heard that over the past year, then you've not been listening. Just what the hell do you think multiculturalism, diversity, and tolerance are all about?
What?
Tolerance. Being tolerant means that you are dispossessing
good
them.
Fucking
this is that
God.
Bullshit of our hatred is equal to your equality.
Hey, racist idiot fuckface. That the other evil side you're talking about, they want to raise the minimum wage so you get paid more, you fuckhead.
Yeah. They are merely used as weapons against you for your dispossession, ultimate destruction. The sum of their effect is white guilt.
What a shitty writer, by the way. What a shitty writer.
Well, what do you expect?
Well,
Hemingway?
Dude, you're steeping yourself in these big fucking words. You know what I mean? There's something missing. It's not great. It doesn't drive. It's just like somebody got a thesaurus out and wanted to sound smart. This is who we're dealing with. Drive me to the sea. Suck my dick.
Michael Hill's an older, doughy white dude with a white goatee, bald.
He ain't driving anybody to the sea. Fucking in your scooter.
These media elites.
Oh, yes.
J-E-W is what that means.
Oh, yes.
And others of their elite ilk look forward to the demise of old white America. Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we're dancing, waiting for you fucks to die.
I can't wait.
And the rise of a new paradigm in which they will hold sway. No, we want everybody to hold sway.
Oh, yes.
You You fucking old white cunt.
You dickhead.
Don't want everyone to hold sway. You only want old white America to hold sway. That's the problem. That's why we're hoping, we're waiting for you to go tits up. Saggy old racist white tits up. And then
that's untrue.
We'll, all of us will we'll welcome our white brethren because we are a bunch of white people.
We want everybody to hold sway.
Right.
We want sway all around, motherfucker.
Right.
God, what a moron. What a fucking idiot this guy is. God. Who is he? He's in charge of the Klan or some fucking white supremacist dickhead group?
He's warning white people, you will be dispossessed, sequestered in the equivalent of ghettos. So, like we've done to the black people from day one,
right.
Like we've done to the Indians.
Yes.
Especially.
Sure.
Talk about ghettos, sequestered. Fuck you.
How much of this, when he typed it,
shit.
All these big words that this idiot threw in his whatever, how many of them had red squiggly lines?
Right.
And he had to correct it with a computer built by elites with a spell check. Fuck you.
You, by God's grace. Oh, wait. You will be despised and a hated minority in the country your ancestors built. Not the black people who did the real work.
Right, and we didn't pay anyone.
Right. No,
that
no.
We owned them.
Your ancestors built that.
We went to a continent, put a bunch of black people on a boat, said, hey, build America or we're going to fuck you up. And they built America. And now we elected Trump. We don't learn anything.
Congratulations.
It's just, this guy's vile. Who is he again? Wait. This guy is in charge of...
Michael Hill,
little white
president
dicks of the
League of the South.
Oh, God. You sound like an idiot. Fuck you.
You, by God's grace, may have been given a short reprieve from this scenario. Redeem the time. As for me, I recommend that we get busy with Southern independence. So he's still thinking we got to bail on this pop stand.
Well... I mean,
we need our own country,
right?
And it must be run by us for our own interests. It must once again be white man's land.
Oh, yes. Hey, why don't you secede, stupid? Why don't you fucking secede? And then what if somebody gets sick and somebody needs a heart bypass or well, there's a flood?
We've been saying bye Felicia to Texas for a while now.
Oh, yes.
But they won't go. They keep threatening.
Do it. Do it, motherfucker. Elect me president. We'll have Texas secede, and then we'll have that motherfucker right back.
Well, and they might be one of the only ones that might survive for a tiny while, but any of these other idiots...
Till I fire up the drones?
Like Northern California when they crunched the numbers on Jefferson, the new state that they want to make.
Because
they hated
off.
That brown guy, and they hate all these brown people they have to pay taxes to help support in Los Angeles.
They say the same thing in Illinois, right? They bitch about all the minorities Chicago.
Yeah, then they crunched the numbers and they said, well, Jefferson will have no money. So guess what? The rest of the country is going to have to support the state of Jefferson if they break off. They weren't talking about seceding. They were talking about breaking off from California.
Yeah.
So they could have their own red state, not run by these faggot liberals.
Oy, man. Everybody secede, break off, and do whatever you want. As soon as there's an earthquake or a hurricane or you need somebody. I mean, now we have Trump, so I don't know what to tell you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's going to go to the United Nations and shit and talk to people.
Yes.
What's he going to say? What is this fuckhead going to say? What's the first thing out of his mouth? He's going to be like, where's breakfast? I need coffee.
Yeah,
I don't know. He's a buffoon. Does anybody have any pussy?
Grab him. I'm gonna see him grab Angela Merkel by the snatch.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Damn. Are they gonna put a pool in the White House, or is there already a pool? Is there a pool?
I think there's a pool. Yeah.
Really?
I think there's probably already a pool. Mm. I wonder if they'll yank out Michelle's. Really nice.
Or garden?
Garden.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Organic vegetable and herb garden.
Well, dude, why wouldn't they? Because if Bannon and all these right-wing crazy journalists are out and about, I mean, do they really believe Barack Hussein Obama and Michelle Obama are satanic and demonic and smell like demons and flies follow them around? Yes. I don't know.
Yes.
I can't get the rotten meat smell out of the White House.
Is Breitbart the prayer rug that was a soccer jersey?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, we're just so fucked. We're so fucked. Get used to it. We're fucked. We're fucked. Yeah, soccer things, jersey.
Things aren't going real well.
Oh, my God.
I've got the, so that's the headline. What was that? That was the Drudge Report, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. Drudge Report.
That's how we ended up down this rabbit hole. It was,
what are they going to do to
the assassination threats of Trump, which we don't abide by.
No, not at all. Nobody wants any of that shit. You know what they're going to do to podcasters they don't like? Crucifixions.
No.
What do you want? Crucifixion? What do you pick? Crucifixion or what's that Iron Maiden thing? All that fucked up shit they had in Europe? Oh, my God.
Well, I'll take the Iron Maiden's faster, I think. It's spikes that go through your body as they close imagine? It. So that doesn't that last sucks. Very long.
You're sitting there. What
you
do
can
do?
Hang up on that cross for a long time.
Yeah. You imagine. What do you do when you're waiting on the Iron Maiden to listen to music or something?
Always look on the bright side of life.
Monty Python moment.
Life's a piece of shit.
You.
When you look at it.
Oh, absolutely.
Life's a laugh and death's a joke. It's true.
Every sperm is real fucking sacred in this America, unless it's black.
Yeah. Then every male is the biggest mass murderer in the history of the universe.
What do you do if you have a kid that's has CP or is disabled? What do you do? Your president just made fun of somebody with a disability in front of everybody knowingly. It wasn't a gaffe. He did it. It was intentional.
Mm-hmm.
How do you square that?
God bless America.
Ugh, God. There's a God up there. God's like, oh, God, jeez, I leave you guys alone for 1 second. I'm so sorry, America. I couldn't take care of your white fucking privileged asses. For 5 minutes, I had to deal with something in Africa. There was an outbreak of some shit. I come back, Trump's president. Jesus Christ.
And on this lovely, faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a story here. Actually, I've got some tape here, or it's not called tape anymore. God, it's
don't
some
be
audio.
Don't be silly.
So it's only one syllable though for tape. It's much easier. This is the Christo fraud, who in one of the more baffling and surreal displays I've ever seen. We played a clip long time ago of him talking to another one of these prosperity preachers about the fact that they were comparing notes on how the Lord told them they each needed another private plane.
Creflo Dollar.
This is not Creflo Dollar, but he's one of them.
Is he a prosperity guy?
He's a prosperity preacher.
How stupid.
And he's not like Joel Osteen or one of those. You know, Joel Osteen is a little stealthier about it, reaping all the wealth and all the benefits, but not fucking necessarily going out there and saying, Bullshiticus 69 says, thou shalt go and fleece everyone to make you rich, and that makes you good in the eyes of the God.
You shall go and fuck yourself!
But that's what these guys believe. Kenneth Copeland,
one
of the bigger frauds out there.
Why do you want to make me more fucking pissed off? This guy talks in tongues. He speaks in tongues, right?
Kenneth Copeland is one of the crazy lunatics who speaks allegedly in tongues, where the Holy Spirit, is that who it is? That's actually Kenneth Copeland.
Will he be our Secretary of Defense? Maybe, hopefully. Why
who
not?
Knows?
Who cares? Fuck it.
Our Vice President thinks
The Earth is 6,000 fucking years old.
Well, I don't know about that, but he doesn't believe in evolution.
He's a young earther.
So therefore, he probably doesn't believe in evolution. I mean, he is a young earther. If he doesn't believe in evolution, you kind of got to tie that into a literal interpretation of the Bible.
Didn't he give a big-ass speech in Congress a few years ago where he talked about all
burning
this bullshit?
Gaze? Oh, no.
Oh, that's the other one.
That's one of his other wet dreams.
Is there anything good about Mike Pence?
He's got good hair.
Does he?
I don't know. Does he? He's got hair, I guess. Maybe he makes a great souffle.
He doesn't. He doesn't make a good souffle. I would bet everything.
How dare
bet
you.
Everything on that.
Subjugate.
No, he doesn't do shit.
Here's Kenneth Copeland now, who in the past has spoken in tongues, who also in the past has... Do you remember we played clips of him claiming he could cure Ebola?
Oh, okay.
When that was coming. here is Kenneth Copeland, who has a message for us all.
Oh God, don't tell me he's gloating about Trump winning.
Here's Kenneth Copeland.
Fuck this guy.
You've been a part of the Faith Advisory Council that was assembled together. James Robinson had a part in that. A number of ministers, nationally known ministers, have been a part of that. What would you say that would be of most interest to our Christian audience, especially the faith audience, that you've heard in those meetings, those phone calls, that gives you the most hope? And what you're listening for, what was your ear tuned to that you've heard out of that was the most encouraging thing as a Christian?
Terry, I believe the thing that... excuse me.
Maybe somebody needs to heal his throat.
Oh, yes. With what? Something in
maybe
there.
Maybe somebody was healing his throat with some magical elixir of the Lord.
Oh, yes. Jesus juice.
As a Christian.
Terry, I believe the thing that... excuse me.
Oh, gross.
Not so much what was said in the conversations in those meetings, but the fact that we were having them. And have no doubt at this point, from what I've heard, what I've seen that's taken place over the last month that this has been happening.
I hate these.
If something were to really, really strike my heart, if God really showed me something that I felt like, and that the Lord would say, "You deliver this."
Yeah.
I have.
What's with all these Christians and the frogs in their throats? Pat Robertson, Kenneth Copeland. Listen to these other. You'll be shocked.
Maybe
to learn.
God's doing the best he can, and he hates these guys. He's like, all I can do is give them fucking froggy throats.
You'll be shocked to learn that the rest of the panel white.
Are they all white?
That might be a black guy there.
No, bullshit. Let me see.
He's not. Wait, I can't find him. You can't really tell, but I think that's a black guy in the middle. I think that's a black preacher. They don't let him talk, though, in this clip.
No, no.
I have no doubt but what I could deliver. And that was not true in presidents past. Even though we had influence in some areas, in some ways. But if the Lord were to say something to me and the other presidents that what little I've had to do with them, I don't know. I don't know whether it could have ever gotten.
Fuck him.
That's a plus that he hasn't had that much influence with the presidents. We're all grateful for that.
Oh, yes. And by the way, this guy, is he complaining? Is he bitching?
Well, I think he's saying in the past he hasn't been able to talk to presidents, but I think he's saying maybe now he thinks he's going to be able to have a direct bat phone,
you know,
to the bat shit.
I apologize for my language, but this fucking cunt, doesn't he drive around on a private fucking jet?
Yes.
And he doesn't have enough influence. He doesn't have enough this or that.
Oh, yes.
Dude, suck my dick, you stupid idiot.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Choke on your fucking speaking on tongues. In tongues. What is it? Speaking in tongues?
Yes.
Fuck everyone. I mean, it's so stupid.
I don't know whether I could have ever gotten anybody to listen to me or not, but I am totally convinced that if the Lord were to say something to me, if the Lord were to say something to David, or if the Lord were to say something to Bishop that the president needs to hear, I have no doubt that we could do it and do it quickly.
Yes, sir.
And have audience to say, thus saith the Lord, and he wouldn't just turn it over to an aide or something and just write it off. He would listen, and it would mean something to him.
So these guys think that they've got.
Ah, man, listen to this guy. Dear Kenneth Copeland, he is on a hair trigger. He is ready to go into that bullshit preacher shit, like, in any moment.
He's really good, yeah.
And he almost did it. He went there for a second. Did you hear it? His voice, his speech was heightened just for a bit.
Yeah, he's really good at that shit.
He's really good at his bullshit and his... He's a fucking performer. That's all he is. With a goddamn private jet and all the money.
So there you go, Kenneth Copeland.
Is there a grosser gathering of people? Is there really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't have anything today from...
There's nothing.
Sadly, from Jim Baker yet, no.
Does he not have a... Wait, you're telling me this motherfucker hasn't reacted to the Trump thing yet?
I'm sure he has.
God.
I haven't...
He just didn't say anything incredibly shitty.
Poured through the clips yet, yeah.
Shows up in the news. I mean, I don't know if I'm ready. I mean, I know we eventually need to fucking deal with it. I mean, that I don't know if I'm ready to start... I'm ready to start listening to these Alex Jones and this Rush Limbaugh gloat about the win. I don't know if I can do that yet. I don't know if I can. Oh, they're fucking assholes.
Oof.
You know what I mean? Are you steering clear of that, or is it just me doing that? I just don't want to hear from them. Fuck them.
Yeah, a few days off would be really nice.
But you know they've said something.
Oh, no, they're thrilled.
Has Rush said anything? I mean, do you think? You don't have to look. Don't look. I don't want to make you look. But do you think he said anything?
What do you mean, crowing?
Yes.
Of course.
Oh, God. Has Pat Robertson said anything? Have you heard anything from that dickhead?
I might have a Pat Robertson clip, actually. God.
I hate every... God.
Oh, wait. I apologize. I'm going to have to do penance and flagellate myself. Because... reacting to the election of Donald J. Trump. Jim Baker.
Fox God. Just gave them 274.
274.
Fox.
Oh, they did a special live broadcast during the election. And this is actually as it happened after Fox News called officially the election for Donald J. Trump. It's Jim Baker, Lori. I don't know who the woman next to her is. The younger, roundish preacher fraud guy is sitting there. And then in the background on a television screen, they have on the phone, Rick Wiles.
They couldn't get that motherfucker.
He couldn't even come into the studio.
They couldn't get him in the studio. What the fuck is he doing? What the fuck is... Are we in the Powdered Soup studio? Is it the whole theater? Or are they somewhere else?
Yeah,
he couldn't get
theater.
Fucking Rick Wiles. What the fuck is Rick Wiles doing?
He's tough to get sometimes, I guess.
Please, what the fuck does he have going
late.
On?
It was late. He didn't, you know, he was in bed. Fuck it. Oh, he's going to sit there with his phone on his ear.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't want to sit there and listen to Lori. Oh, yeah.
Listen, I totally get that.
Fox just gave them 274.
274.
Fox has
declared
Trump is president!
Shut it off! Shut it off! Shut it the fuck off! Fuck! Oh my God! Did you hear that asshole yell? Jim Baker? What the fuck is wrong with us? How did these people win? How did these ignorant fucking dickheads win? How do they take this? How? Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
My God.
Oh, I'm concerned.
And I'll tell you what.
Okay, then now we fast forward a little, and they're all standing around. They're all so happy. Lori has put a Make America Great Again hat on.
Is she drunk?
A white one with gold writing. I know.
And I'll tell you what.
God that's listening.
I have lived through a lot.
Yes, you have.
I have.
Jail for fraud. I would just like to remind everyone when he says, I've lived through a lot.
Lori looks
batshit
crazy in the fucking hat.
Lori
dude.
Looks like she's
nuts.
Had experience at truck stops giving handies back
she has
in the shower room.
Right.
I have seen from a child in Michigan, I have helped build the main major television networks for Christ. And I've seen miracles. Every time it took a miracle. It took a miracle to build CBN. It took a miracle to build TBN. They had to move a mountain at TBN. Mm-hmm. I've seen the miracles.
Oh, my God.
Beyond miracles.
Can I ask a question? I'm so sorry. I know you're...
But I believe today...
Is this a very important question. Is this a click track or is this live music accompanying him? Or is this music, is this pre-recorded?
I don't think they have a live...
They don't have a live band?
I think they have a live band.
Okay. Okay, carry on. Let's listen to this fucking... Have you ever heard such bullshit?
I heard they got Rat to play live in the studio.
Striper.
Day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have seen the greatest miracle.
Fuck you.
I have ever seen.
Fuck all you fucking old
All the here. Wise men said, no, it won't happen. They had the numbers. They said it can't. I mean, almost everybody around me even was giving up. The prophets were even giving up because they were showing the odds and the numbers. And they said the numbers aren't there. All the polls were wrong.
Right.
It's the worst.
The polls were wrong, Lori.
It's really a miracle. It's a miracle.
And the prophets were right.
Oh, God. And the prophets
All the polls were wrong.
They're prophets. They're fake-ass prophets that they've had on the parade of bullshit that they've been slinging.
Hey, God. I mean, this is... You know, the music and the fucking... How does the see? That's how he's a true snake oil salesman, right? Because somehow he's tying the Trump victory into the struggles he had fleecing people to build a fucking Jesus network, like because that made the world better. Oh my God, you fucking asshole!
He had a great theme park for a while, didn't Jim Baker?
He
the
had
PTL
like,
theme. They had a theme park.
Was it?
Absolutely did.
I thought it was like...
And they sold condos and shit, and that was part of the problem. Like he...
But it was a hideaway, right? It was like a resort.
It was a whole deal.
Did they have rides?
I swear it was a theme park.
They had a zip line?
Well, I mean, those, that's asking a lot.
They have one of those mirror rooms, you know, where you have funny mirrors, funhouse mirrors. These people are just shit bags. You're shit bags. Whatever. Who cares? Shit bags.
So there you go, Jim Baker. We were able to find a clip of Jim Baker receiving the news that their orange candidate won.
See, man, my expectations were that this week would be victory lap week on crab diving. We would our whole week. Yeah, I pictured you with the magic spreadsheet for the show. You'd be sitting there thinking, God, I've got all this Alex Jones butt hurt to play, but yet I've got this Jim Baker butt hurt. But wait! It's Pat Robertson butt hurt. I got so much butt hurt, I don't have room to play it. We barely have room for our own butt hurt.
The want more good news?
Yes.
A little bit of good news?
Yes.
This is the sovereign state of Montana.
Yeah, I've been there.
I've been through there.
Lovely. It's beautiful, man.
It's big, and I like the fact that you could drive as fast as you fucking wanted.
Oh, yeah, that's necessary.
In certain areas.
And you know what? If you want to hike, you know what you get to do? You get to put a mask on. So it's the face of it is on the back of your head. So when you're walking down the trail, a cougar or a mountain lion doesn't see you as prey and eat your ass. It's nice.
That's what white people do in the city.
Yeah.
The Montana governor results.
Okay. Well, he was a Democrat, wasn't he? Wasn't he a lib?
And he beat a guy named Greg Gianforte, who is a Christian who has a family foundation that donates money to, we've talked about this before, the Glendive Dinosaur and Fossil Museum in Montana. It's a creationist museum.
Well,
it's like Ken Ham light.
I thought you were going to call it, I thought you were going to say it was gay conversion therapy he was doing. Well, at least this is not as bad, but it's so stupid. God.
And a couple of years ago, students at Montana Tech protested the fact that this guy was delivering the engineering school's commencement address because he doesn't accept science. This guy teaches, he's one of these who's like, his candidacy, he says he wants to teach the controversy in school. There's no controversy. There is no controversy on evolution. There is no controversy. Sorry.
How do we get to fucking Mars? You know what I mean? How do we get back to the moon? How do we do NASA kind of shit? If we're teaching the controversy, don't we have to know about like elements and fucking, I don't know, science and algorithms?
But fortunately, the people of Montana
had
the wherewithal enough to not elect that guy, that Christo fascist mullah.
Right. Well, wait. So the Democrat guy won?
Won, yeah. I said it was good news.
Oh, fuck. Hey, let's run this guy for president. He knows what the fuck he's doing. He won.
Well, Montana.
You don't think there's crazy right-wing nut jobs out there with guns?
Yeah, but he might be a crazy right-wingish Democrat.
That's true.
Is what I'm saying. I don't think he's... I have a feeling Steve Bullock, the new governor of Montana, wasn't a Bernie guy.
You know, there's a lot of hippies out there, though.
I could be wrong.
There's a lot of hippies in Montana. Billings. No. Billings is horrendous.
They seem libertarian-y. You know, like they might...
The
I don't
university
know, I get the vibe
areas,
there.
There's lots of hippies,
well, that's
lots
everywhere,
of stoners.
Because, you know, teaching
Bozeman.
People to think kind of turns you into a liberal.
What does this dickhead mean he's going to teach the controversy? What is that? How does that help? What does that
they
do?
He wants in science classes.
Yes.
That when the teacher, when they learn the fact of evolution.
Right.
He wants the teacher to say, well, some people don't believe this is true. And some people believe that their magic guy in the sky cast his wand or 7 days or whatever the fuck, or we're on top of a turtle, or seven turtles that are on top of seven elephants that are on top of eight jackals.
Let me get out my wand.
We're the speck in somebody's bunghole.
Oh, right.
Whatever you believe.
Yeah.
He wants that taught right alongside it.
You know what you should do when you're thinking about this shit? Say it out loud and then think, what if Mr. Spock heard me say that? What would he say?
Fascinating.
You would? That's good. Stupid. Oh. Oh, no. What'd you see?
Over at the Friendly Atheist blog, I was just scrolling through. Look, one of their headlines is a chest grabber.
Yes.
Pussy on the grabber. Short list to become Donald Trump's Secretary of Education.
It's Sarah Palin, right?
Reports from BuzzFeed, Dr. Ben Carson, who believes that the pyramids were grain storage for Joseph of the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat fame, not the Broadway play, ironically performed probably by a lot of gay people. But the actual, quote, historical Joseph, which who the fuck knows if he even existed or not.
Who knows?
Ben Carson says that, no, the Egyptian pyramids weren't tombs for the pharaohs. They were actually Christian grain storage silos.
We put Jesus bread in there, stupid.
And he's on the
Education.
Short list. To be the Secretary of fucking Education. We're done.
How
this
do you confirm
done.
This guy?
How do we survive this?
Jesus helped him cheat on a test. He didn't want to learn his fucking chemistry, so he prayed. And then he said Jesus taught
Maybe
him the fucking periodic table.
Maybe he should be. If he's got direct God magic that can just make people smart without having to study. Fuck, sign me up.
Yeah, I want that.
Shit.
Like the Matrix. Just upload in your brain how to fly a helicopter. Bam. How depressing.
That's
this is
really
a
depressing.
It just gets worse and worse and worse. I heard it was going to be Sarah Palin, or either I told my what's her job going to be, cuz she's getting something.
Palin?
Yeah, man. She supported his ass. Oh, why not?
God, I just can't imagine.
Why? This guy said Dr. Carson said he felt God's fingers in his fucking head one day. Here's a job. What?
Corporate whores. Starbucks' new holiday theme cups will include one with a nativity scene.
Oh, fuck you. I'm done. I'm not drinking Starbucks anymore. Now, take your Jesus off the fucking cup or you're not getting my business.
Starbucks has announced it will launch a series of 10 holiday themed cups. Well, nope. Let's see if they have a Kwanzaa cup, and if they have a Flying Spaghetti Monster cup. And if they have a the Hanukkah cup.
You ever see the old Starbucks logo? It used to have tits. No tits now. I'm serious.
That's right. Yeah.
The mermaid used to have tits.
Yeah,
she used
to have nipples. Now they're gone.
No more nipples.
It's like when Ashcroft.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
What a dark period that was, huh? Well, might happen again. Pence might do the same thing. Oh, God, titties.
We're back. Absolutely, we're back.
I'm speaking to the Pope about covering up that weenie on David.
Hey, how douchey was it? John Ashcroft, right?
Yeah. Attorney General, if you don't know, ladies and gentlemen, Attorney General under George Bush, Christo lunatic, theocrat, terrifying dominionist who in his time there decided that he was offended by... What do they call them? Caryatid columns. They're the columns... Yeah. That are decorative, that are also holding the place up, but they're in the shape of people. And some of them are people with tits.
Oh, yes.
And some of them are they're classical statues with tits. He hung drapes in front of them because his little...
Right.
Now, let's think about this.
He's trying to write laws. Look at these knockers.
According to these Christians,
yes.
What was happening? He wasn't offended by seeing marble titties. He was turned on by seeing those marble titties. That's what happens.
Oh, gross.
That's why they cover that shit up, right?
And I
you don't
want to
have the lust of the Lord in front of the Lord.
Do you believe John Ashcroft could get a hard-on just like that? I don't. Prove it. Hey, do you remember that?
Who knows what kind of statue fetish that fucker's into?
He's got a statue fetish. Wasn't he in a quartet, him and Mike Huckabee? They were in some,
some
gospel...
Bad. Douchey,
so douchey.
Like
you're just douchey.
Mike Huckabee plays bass. He's a rocker.
Hey, who plays a skin flute? Hey, by the way, what's Mike Huckabee gonna do? You don't think he doesn't get a job? He gets a job.
Oh, his daughter worked on the campaign. Yeah, yeah.
He gets a job.
Oh God,
Secretary of State. Why not? Fuck it. Who cares? Well, what's he gonna do? Who's the EPA? Somebody loony is going to be the EPA person. Somebody fucked up.
Oh, they've already talked about somebody names that he's floated, and they're like, they're oil guys or something like that. Yeah, seriously. I mean, we might as well just shut it down.
And then
in typical Republican fashion, if they can't get rid of it, they'll run it into the ground.
Yes.
And defund it so that it's not working anymore, and then say, look, see, it's not working.
This is the last time. This is the last time the Dems aren't going to run a sure thing. This is the last time. And surely, right? It's going to be the last time? It's going to be the last time?
I don't know, man.
Right? I mean, it should be. It's got to be the last fucking time.
I would hope the fuck so. The murmurs on the left are now that the name Howard Dean has been floated. He said that he wants to go back into the chairmanship of the DNC. But Bernie Sanders has anointed Keith Ellison, the representative from Minnesota.
Just do what Bernie
a
says.
A man of color.
Right.
And a Muslim.
Yes. There you go.
To head the DNC. And... I think it's happening. I mean, I think they're kind of coalescing behind him. He was a Bernie supporter who held his nose and voted Hillary, but he was out there stumping for her, saying, look, I voted Bernie, but now we need to put Hillary in. So some of the resistance is coming from the hardcore asshole Bernie bros who are saying he fell in line behind Madam Secretary. We don't want him either.
Oh, my God.
See, there are extremists. There are lunatic extremists on the left.
Shit, man.
Who won't be happy with him. They should be thrilled with him.
They should be thrilled with him.
But they're dumb.
They're stupid. And, it's so funny, man. Are you telling me the libs, now the Democrats need to reach out to people of color, minorities, gay people? How ironic is that?
Well, I don't think that. I think they need to reach out to the liberal white people or the people that would call themselves social Democrats, social conservatives, or you know what I mean? I just saw another headline that made me grab my chest.
What is it? What is it?
Oh, I'll play it in a second.
Is it bad?
But they identify as, you know, socially liberal, but conservative economically.
Yeah, fuck you. Come on. Grow up.
Which means, sure, like gay people get married, but I don't want to pay any taxes. Yeah, that's how that translates.
They can I love that. It's so funny to me. Like, we want them to get married. They can starve to death, though, if that's okay. And live outside in a tent.
We haven't heard from this guy in a bit. I can't imagine things are going to be great for him.
Who is this?
Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, what's up with that? Ah!
Who kind of was a never-Trumper.
I mean, didn't he get drunk and just go off on Donald some speech?
Everybody. It was kind of a roasty thing, but he particularly went after Donald.
Oh, shit, Lindsey.
This is terrifying. Graham is urging his Democratic colleagues not to obstruct Donald Trump.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Lindsey. Fuck you and go fuck yourself. Go fuck the pool boy, motherfucker.
So now he's talking about the Supreme Court. He says, I'm here to tell my Democratic colleagues that I voted for Obama's nominees. I expect them to give Trump nominees a fair shake. No, cunt.
Blow me.
No. What happened the last, 8 months? No. 9 months? We had a nominee.
Right. Why didn't you confirm it?
We had a nominee. I think we should let the people decide in 4 years.
Yes.
Whether we should have a conservative dickwad majority on the court. I think we should let the people decide. Not President Trump, who lost the popular election.
And hopefully Keith Ellison will agree with us, but this Democrat, we should be the party of go fuck yourself. Fuck off.
Then here's the sit yourself down, peeps. Listen to what Lindsey Graham says next. I expect them to give Trump's nominees a fair shake. He won this election. He will pick a conservative. I would put Ted Cruz on that list. Oh my God.
No. Who cares who you would put on that list, you fucking asshole? Fuck him.
Holy shit. Lindsey Graham thinks we should put fucking Ted Cruz on the Supreme Goddamn Court.
He hates Ted Cruz. He said it himself.
It was like a choice between being poisoned or being shot.
Yeah.
Choosing between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz.
Let me explain what cannot happen. Okay, Trump won, but now we can't have Ted Cruz on the Supreme Court. That can't be a result of Trump winning and the Democrats shitting the bed. That can't be the thing that happens.
Oh, fuck. It might be worse.
How could it be worse
than guys
Ted
on
Cruz
that,
on the SCOTUS?
Some of those motherfuckers on that list, not great. The Heritage Foundation list that Trump, just put forth as his nominees. There's some pretty fucking scary assholes in there.
What about Citizens United? Does anybody give a shit about that anymore? Or is that just like out the fucking window?
That's
go fuck yourself.
Dream.
Okay.
We're going to try to save the planet because the new president thinks that global warming is a hoax perpetrated by the Chinese.
Oh, my God. Did he say Chinese or did he say Chinaman?
He said Chinese.
No, wow.
China.
China. Oh, my God. How did they do it? How are the Chinese people perpetrating climate change? How are they doing it?
Something to do with that wall.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Here we go. This is why they march. This is why they're scared. This is why some people are recommending that our LGBT brethren and sisterin and otherin should arm themselves.
Oh my God.
Listen to Theodore Shubat.
Oh, fuck this guy.
From his mom's basement.
Oh, he's the worst.
With creepy crucifixes on the wall in the background and shit. Right-wing activist, author. His dad's a big-time right-wing activist, author, Jesus slinger.
Isn't he also a piece of shit?
Here's the warm, loving Christianity of deep American evangelism.
When you have a Christian supremacist society where Christianity is the focus of the society, is the center of the people, their livelihood, everything they do is for the good of the body of Christ, is for the good of the Christian empire, things tend to be better. Marriages last longer. There's a lot less divorce. There is abortion, but it's illegal, and people who do abortion are punished. There's no free reign for homosexuals. There's no liberation for perversity and debate.
No free reign for homosexuals.
What does that mean? Does he?
And where is this society he's talking about? Where do we have this terrifying Christian society?
Oh,
I seem to recall frequently having Trumpanzees say to me, "How can?" Or you know, I'm sorry, they're Bernie supporters.
Oh yes,
on the internet. Say to me, how can you support Hillary when she's receiving donations from people that hate gay people? Muslims, Saudis. They want to outlaw gay people. They want to throw them off the building. They want to behead them.
This guy is so creepy.
Here's
man.
A Christian who is outwardly advocating for the same fucking thing.
And this guy's emboldened by this election,
oh, yeah.
by all the rhetoric and the bullshit.
There's no free reign for homosexuals. There's no liberation for perversity and debaseness and just downright weird mutant psychos walking around with clipped-haired liberal dyke hair and...
clipped-haired liberal dyke hair.
Wow, what is that?
Miley Cyrus's hairdo. Probably.
Oh, is she yeah. clipped hair liberal dyke hair?
Or that gray-haired woman on Walking Dead?
God, imagine you hate Miley Cyrus. How do you hate Miley? How do you hate her?
Oh, she's a rich liberal. They hate her because
she smokes weed.
She was a wonderful white Christian girl on that Miley Cyrus on that CMT. She was on a CMT
That's
show.
That's true.
And Hannah Montana then got hoary to them, Boo. So they can't handle that.
Right.
She might have even had sex with a black man.
Oh, really?
That's it, yeah.
You don't say.
They're done.
With men dressing up as women and all that sick, psycho stuff, people who flaunt the Quran in a Christian society would be arrested, at times put to death, depending on the disposition of the person, if they can be rehabilitated, if they can be conformed, et cetera, et cetera.
Who does this sound like? ISIS. How is this... walking pustule of loathsome snot. How does this subhuman
like
views, right? And his followers and the people who agree with him. How does that differ from ISIS? Please tell us.
I don't know. Does he have this like? Does Shumat have? Does he have a following? Or?
I would assume. Why is he doing this? His father definitely does. He's on all the shows, all the right-wing shows.
He's doing this because he's mentally ill, and there's something wrong with him. There's something wrong with Shubat, right?
One could argue that...
He's like the scariest.
...that his rectum is desperate for plowing. that there's anything wrong with that.
No, it's perfect.
But I think it's been shown that...
Somebody plowing.
Some of these more fervent anti-gay people are the ones that we catch... in the airport tapping toes so that they can touch somebody else's dick.
Yes. This shoot.
Which is fine.
Right, absolutely.
But you don't go on the YouTube and then say, I want all the gays killed, and then go off and guzzle cum.
Yeah, right. But, like, how is this not inciting people to be violent?
Right, right. And why do we march? Why are people marching? The man that... The country that 25.x% of eligible voters has put in charge, many of his evil cabal might agree with this guy in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and you know, there's also the marching has to come from a place of just fucking utter disappointment. Imagine how disenfranchised you feel like. The country was going in a decent direction with this, the right direction.
Yes.
Yeah. And now, now it's not. Barack Hussein Obama came on TV and he told people, hey, you let these people go to the bathroom wherever the fuck they want to because they're people. Who's going to do that?
Fuck you.
Who's going to do that now? Nobody. That's why people are marching.
I mean,
well, we Beyonce. Are sure, but
and,
you know,
and I mean, we're just going to have to hope that
will Obama
pop
do
culture
that?
Is liberal and that it will survive.
What is Obama going to do? Do you think he's going to do that? Do you think he's going to be a vocal former president?
Yeah, until they throw him in jail.
Oh, geez. Right.
Or what? At Trump's acceptance speech, somebody yelled, "Kill Obama."
That is so fucking fucked up. I forgot about that. Ugh.
And they're yelling, "Lock her up. Lock her up."
So stupid.
The disposition of the person, if they can be rehabilitated, if they can be conformed, et cetera, et cetera. To me, this judge, as far as I'm concerned, in a Christian society, she's worthy of being arrested and executed for going against the body, for going against, we're really trying to attempt to subvert the order.
He's responding to a New York judge's decision to be sworn in on the Quran instead of a Bible. She's a judge who was elected, and she's a Muslim, and she decided to use the Quran instead of the Bible. He yes. thinks for that... she should be executed. That view, I guarantee you, run that view past that 25-point whatever percent of people that voted Trump, and a disturbing number of people would agree.
Let me find you some friends on Facebook from high school. They'll be into that shit.
That's why
so fucked up.
We march.
That's
and
right.
That's why people will keep marching right. with this shit. Is going to keep happening and trying to
happen. They can't be tolerant. Fuck that.
That's it for us this week, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back next week, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Time Coast. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. If you're going to buy any shit on Amazon, buy it through our hole. It helps us out. Doesn't cost you anything. crabdiving.com/Amazon.
We get paid.
Ryan's got some comedy shows coming up this weekend. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram at Rated R Comedy, or his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
We are back. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram. At Crab Diving.